Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Wallet Wisdom, a podcast presented by Lake Michigan Credit Union. If you are new to the podcast or have been listening for a while now, Wallet Wisdom is designed around the ins and outs of financial aspects, as well as to help bring answers to some of banking's more confusing and complex questions. I'm your host, Brett. Sharing the mic with me, of course, we have Aldina.
Hello.
Hey. Man, it seems like it was just yesterday we were recording this, but it's amazing how fast a month can go by. Mm-hmm. Just a busy time. I mean, it's the new year. So many cool things happening.
And we shared so many great insights last month.
Yes.
Hopefully all of you took advantage of that, too.
Yes, that's exactly right. Because, I mean, again, nothing's changing in the cost of living right now. Everything's
Absolutely.
Still a little tight. But, you know, we hope that, especially this year, those that are listening can find some valuable resources to help reduce some of those costs. Mm-hmm. So, and again, this episode is no different, right? We've got with us in the studio, we have Ken Jansen. He is our president of our Lake Michigan Insurance Agency, short as LMIA. Welcome, Ken.
Well, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'm excited about this too. And Aldina, I think one of the things that, you know, we've had a chance to chat a little bit with you, Ken, on is that our listeners may not realize that LMCU has a extremely robust insurance agency. And you might be thinking like, credit union? Yeah, credit union has a great insurance agency with so many amazing people working at what you'd get to do with your team, Ken. And so we're excited to talk a little bit about that and what that looks like. And hopefully for listeners to realize, like, there maybe are some really important aspects to consider when it comes to your insurance and how much you're paying for that, you know?
Mm-hmm. So absolutely.
In a world that everyone is currently shopping for insurance,
yeah.
right. I myself am even very curious to find out what you have to share with us today.
That's right.
Well, I'll tell you what, nobody likes to buy insurance. So if you can make it easy on people and help them find their way through it and make good decisions for them and their families, it works.
It does.
Yeah,
yeah. And I can imagine what a rewarding line of work that you get to do, Ken, honestly. Okay. I mean, to know that you're helping to protect those investments that so many people take very valuable, whether that be their car, whether that be themselves physically, and honestly, their homes, you know, it's just, it's so neat to see how you're helping all of our people.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And businesses as well.
And businesses. Yes. Thank you. Yeah. And see, and that's the thing I think is so important. I'm glad we're going to talk more about is, you know, I think for some listeners, it's easy to think your personal insurance, but it goes way beyond that too. There's also the business side of those, the commercial side of insurance.
Yeah, absolutely.
So maybe let's just jump right into that component and just kind of help understand, you know, just some of the aspects that LMIA is able to provide for our members. Because I know you mentioned too, we'll get to a little later in the episode where we talk more about how we can be thinking of ways to also keep reducing or at least help maintain the cost that insurance can be.
So, absolutely.
But yeah, let us know. Tell us a little bit about that. And the differences.
Well, just to give you a brief recap on the agency or what I tell people when we meet outside the office.
Yeah.
We have roots going back to 1921, and we're what's called an independent insurance agency. So we represent about a little over a dozen carriers. So we have some options.
Yeah.
So what we do is we become an advocate for the member or for the client to say, based on what your needs are, we have a duty now to try to find the best market at the best price.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Cause that's what it comes down to. That's how we try to separate ourselves from our competitors.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, that includes everything from life insurance, health insurance, business insurance. We do bonding, you name it, anything you can insure.
Full service for
everything.
Sure.
For sure.
Professional liability. We do a lot of doctors and dentist office, lawyer, law firms.
Yeah. So. Well, and I think too, for those that are listening, I know a lot of times our episodes can be more driven around the personal financial side, if you will. But we also recognize those that are listening, you may have a business, you may have something that you're, you know, you may be in a job that for a company and all of these aspects that we bring up, you know, there's some really valuable resources to support that. Now, you were mentioning about how you become the advocate for the member or for that client to help go out on their behalf to not only just look at one provider, but to help shop other providers to find the best coverage. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, absolutely. And for the people listening right now, and Aldina mentioned it, everybody's kind of in the same boat, especially when it comes to personal insurance right now.
Yeah.
Property rates have gone up. Cost of labor's gone up. Material's gone up.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, if you look at your homeowner's policy, for example, there's a inflation guard in there, which typically raises a home about 3 to 7%, depending on any given year.
Yeah.
That has been brought up now. We were talking earlier, before the podcast, that could be up to 15% in cases now.
Yeah.
And it's just getting, it's kind of been the perfect storm. As a matter of fact, if you're bored and can't sleep at night, Google, why is my insurance going up? And it'll put you to sleep.
I'm not even sure if you have to be bored right now. Yeah. I think a lot of people are doing that. You're right, Ken.
But I'll tell you, this has been the perfect storm. It's considered the hardest insurance market or worst environment for insurance right now since 1984, if you can believe it.
Wow. Oh,
so, and there's a number of factors, and we can get into that later if you'd like to, or if you don't want to, that's fine too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think too, you know, that contributes. I think that's what we're starting to see. I think more people are looking at, is this where I need to stay? And why am I paying so much? I think it's very evident that there is that change in how those rates are going up and how much we're having to pay. And some of that, it sounds like, again, it is that perfect storm. You know, like you said, when we were talking a little off the podcast, and I'd love for you to share a little more, it's understanding there's a greater picture at play. You know, there's more being claimed than ever before. And you were mentioning about the investment side of things, you know, these companies can help offset costs to the actual person the insurer, but they usually can offset that cost because they have other investments coming in.
Right.
It's not looking so good for them right now.
No. And when that investment market's been as unstable as it has been, what happens typically is insurance companies for years and years could run what's called a combined ratio. So for every dollar they take in, the combined ratio, for example, would average about $1.03. So they could, for every dollar they took in, they would lose $1.03, but that's okay because they kept market share because they could make it up in investments.
Sure.
Well, when investments aren't there and you can't count on them, and we've had a number of storms through the Midwest, and keep in mind that insurance is pooled, right? So even though something doesn't happen here in West Michigan, it still affects us weather-wise.
Sure.
We've had some very strange weather, as all of us know, the last decade or more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that plays a part in insurance rates. So on top of that, insurance companies buy what's called reinsurance.
Okay.
So, and those are called treaties. Those treaties all renewed last January. And those insurance treaties, what they're there for is in case there's ever run on claims from the insurance company, they don't go insolvent. They can pay those claims. They have to insure to a certain limit, and then the reinsurance company takes over. Mm-hmm. Well, those reinsurance treaties went up anywhere from 17 to 40%.
Wow.
So you put that on top of the fact that, you know, we have a labor shortage in a lot of cases for contracting. They can almost write their own ticket or own price, right, for what the job's going to cost. Materials have gone up. Mm-hmm. Investment income is unstable. You have what we call the perfect storm. So you're seeing those rates go up. And there's some ways we can combat that. As consumers, so we can get into that when you're ready as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I do think about that component of with understanding that there's this change that's happening. For me, I'm realizing the insurance companies are usually the ones that we want to point our fingers at and say, why are you doing this to us? But clearly it goes to show they have tried traditionally in years prior to help balance some of that and not necessarily pass that cost over to the insurer.
Right.
But unfortunately, like you said, the insurance or the investments aren't there right now. So they're not going to be able to handle losing $1.03 on every single dollar that they're taking in.
No,
so that's going to eventually mean that, like what we're seeing, we out of pocket need to start helping to pay that offset cost.
Exactly. And from the company side, if you're the insurance company, you never want to be the first one to raise rates because you automatically lose market share.
Yeah.
So what happens is that this becomes a knee-jerk effect. So everybody's been holding on probably longer than they should have, right, for what other businesses would do. Then once one does it, they all do it. And it's been happening for everybody out there.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm.
You mentioned, though, that there might be some great ways or at least some inventive ways to start thinking about how to maybe offset those costs. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Sure. You know, the first one that comes to mind for most people would be deductibles, right? Mm. So think about this. For years ago, for those of you who had to buy health insurance, people would have a $100 deductible, and it's for health insurance, right? Mm-hmm. Well, that didn't make much sense because look what's happened to healthcare rates. Sure. They've gone through the roof. But so what we tell people is add a couple zeros to that, maybe 10,000 or 1,000, whatever your household could afford. Yeah. That's what your exposure. You take on that by taking a higher deductible. It's gonna lower your overall rates, right?
Yeah.
So the idea being, if you knew the most you're going to pay out of your pocket, let's say it's $2,500, you wouldn't even buy insurance, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You're buying that, add a couple zeros. So why not take that deductible, keep the money in your pocket, knowing that the insurance company has your back after that deductible's been met.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's probably the easiest way for most people.
I love that. Yeah. That's very well explained.
Yeah.
Oh, thank
and,
you.
And then it also is really smart to start realizing, hey, maybe we need to create some more margins in our lives. You know, it's been a great luxury to be able to say, yeah, insure everything to whatever and keep me on the lowest deductible. But to your point, you know, if it means the difference in a decent amount of money per month,
exactly.
Cost savings, and it's also being more, what I appreciate, realistic to the fact that, hey, know what you need and make sure you insure yourself for that. But, you know, this is the way you can help offset those costs.
Because life does happen.
Life does happen.
Speak from experience, that's which right. We'll get into that maybe later if there's time. But insurance has been a great friend of ours. My husband and I can attest to that. So.
Yeah, that's good.
So, you know, Ken, one of the questions I think I have, and I don't know if listeners have too, you know, as these rates are going up in our premiums and we're seeing maybe our monthly premiums rising, what point would you say is kind of that threshold of like, if you're talking like $100 extra a month, maybe it's time to start looking. If you went up maybe $20 a month, you know, in that, maybe you just have to kind of wait and see, you know, at what threshold do you kind of feel that?
You know, I think, Brett, it's probably not a dollar amount, but a percentage amount,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
Because everybody pays something different depending on what they're insuring and how many vehicles mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So it mm-hmm. typically used to be, we would flag accounts at 7 to 10%, because at the end of the day, you have, you know, thousands of people insured. That's about all you can do unless you had a mm-hmm. very, very large, you know, we'd have to hire half of the city or something, right? but anyway, that being the case, in this marketplace right now, you're probably talking 12 to 15, maybe 12 to 20%, depending on the carrier.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And right now, there's not one carrier that's not taking rate, just so everyone knows that.
Sure.
But that doesn't mean they're all taking the same amount.
Sure.
Right? And so it's important, I think, as a consumer that you know what you have, but you want to also take a peek at, like I mentioned, those deductibles. But that's where you have to be an advocate for yourself, contact your agent. Hey, what else is available? This is, you know, I haven't heard from you maybe in some cases.
Yeah.
And if you haven't, why not? Right.
Right.
So you want to be proactive, not reactive on our end.
Yeah.
So I'm
interested too to ask, you know, you just mentioned about the agent aspect. Yeah. Now I know that for me, when I kind of first got into the world of insurance of like needing to purchase it was really when I moved out of the house mm-hmm. and I needed to insure my own car. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for me, I was young and I'm a techie kind of person. So I just kind of ran to the internet and looked up some rates, found some good prices, found the cheapest one. And then I signed up for a policy, and in the mail, here comes my cards. However, as I've gotten older, I've discontinued that thought process, if you will. Not to say that it doesn't work, but I started to value, and you mentioned the agents and their help. And so with LMIA, like you were saying, it's not just one insurance carrier. It's the ability to work with somebody that understands your unique situation. And it's funny because we talk about that on the podcast all the time about our branches and what makes LMCU LMCU. And it's why LMIA and LMCU and that beautiful kind of synergy that's going on is so much alike mm-hmm. in that sense of we want to sit down and understand your unique needs and to make sure that we're giving you the best coverage. So help us understand the difference between like going to an agency like LMIA or going to, say, big box, you know.
Or the internet or anything else.
Right.
Well, here's the thing. Everyone, depending on their circumstance, needs different coverage. Mm. And full coverage to you is not full coverage to me. That simply mm-hmm. talks about deductibles, right?
Sure.
Our physical damage and vandalism, that kind of thing. But what about liability limits,
mm-hmm.
right? So you may have a family or you may not. You might own property, you may not. Your exposures are different.
Yeah.
So depending on your circumstance, you know, that's something that has to be considered, because you may be underpaying or you may be overpaying mm-hmm. based on what your needs are.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. and as a consumer, doing it yourself, it's a foreign language, right?
You're looking at this stuff. Machine.
Yeah. You know what's going on. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
You have no idea really mm-hmm. what you need until you answer a few questions. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and of course, you know, if you call up the big box, you know, insurer, yeah. they'll sell you insurance right. yeah. from them. But you know, it sounds like the unique aspect, and for listeners to consider in reaching out to an insurance agent versus just directly going to some big box place, would be they would ask those questions more, and they're not going to try and just sell you on their product. They're going to find the best, you know, product that they have available for you. Because 100%. It's, yeah. So now with LMIA, for listeners to also know a little bit more, so how many different carriers currently are you kind of working with?
Well, typically we have right now about a dozen that we normally
wow.
go to.
Wow.
So we have some options, and keep in mind, we're insuring people all across the country as well. So yeah. what may be good right here for someone in West Michigan, maybe in, for example, I insure a grocery store chain down in Indianapolis, mm-hmm. that market yeah. doesn't work here for them. Right.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
so we had to go, you know, so that's a nice thing about being, what we call in the industry, an independent agent, is we, again, I mentioned earlier, can be an advocate for that consumer mm-hmm. or that business.
Yeah.
Cause at the end of the day, all we're doing is selling a promise, right? We're not selling anything tangible.
Yeah.
So they got to feel comfortable. They, the consumer or that business, that they made the right decision, because we're selling a promise to pay based yeah. on, insurance contracts, right?
Yeah,
so. That's right. Well, and truly, you become the trusted advisor and experts exactly. that we right. can rely on calling up and saying, right. "Hey, Ken, what's happening here? What can you help me with? Or right. let me, you know, can you help understand this, you know, a little bit more for me? Or right. even, hey, I'm thinking about going into a food truck industry, and yeah. I'm going to need to insure. What do I need to think about? Like
sure. yeah.
having someone to just be able to already have a track record of knowing what you currently need insured. And if you have new and exciting adventures you want to do going forward, new business opportunities, mm-hmm. new, you know, car, maybe calling up you guys and saying, hey, I got mm-hmm. this idea. What do you think? What do I need mm-hmm. to think about? What insurance should I be thinking about?
Absolutely. And there's so many new coverages out there that really in the last 5 to 10 years, cyber liability, for example,
you that's, know, yeah.
The other day we had a yeah. cell phone company that wasn't, first thing people thought was that a cyber attack.
Right.
Oh my goodness.
Did they right? have to pay a ransom? All that stuff yes. is out there yeah. nowadays. You know, yeah. we have what we call EPLI coverage now. It's employee professional, you know, liability coverage type thing.
Yeah.
We have directors and officers coverage, you know, so you sit on a nonprofit board, or you're on the, you know, you're on your kids' who knows?
Boosters or whatever.
Yeah, boosters or soccer
yeah.
team.
Yeah.
Somebody makes a bad decision, someone's sued, because unfortunately in our society nowadays, people do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure that you're not paying that out of your pocket, but
no
that that organization right. is through their directors and officers, you know.
Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, I'm impressed. I mean, there's so much.
There's so much. Yeah. And I actually do have a question, which I'm pretty sure a lot of our listeners have as well. So for someone, let's just say myself, you get a new policy to make. And you know, you open up your policy and you're like, oh my goodness, this has gone up a substantial amount.
Sure.
Walk us through the steps of what someone should do in the next stages of, you know, who do you call? What does that conversation look like? What does that person need to have in order to speak to a life person to make good decisions? If you're a homeowner or not a homeowner on the vehicle, what information do you need to be prepared for that phone call so you're not wasting precious time?
Well, the first thing you're going to want is your declarations page. Mm-hmm. That explains all the coverages for both any policy. Could be business, could be home, auto policy, but that's going to break down all the coverages you have. Mm-hmm. And when you're speaking to an individual on the phone to get a comparative quote, they're going to ask you about that. Mm-hmm. You know, how many household members? What's the VIN number of the vehicle?
Sure.
What's the year built of the home? What's the square foot? All that stuff's there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
so that's important to have that document with you. And at the end of the day, my first call would be back to the agent you have, saying, mm-hmm. "Hey, look, I got this in the mail." Hopefully they were going to call you, or they
right.
hopefully they called you ahead of time. But at the end, either way,
yeah.
what do we have available to
yes.
us?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because you already have a relationship there. Mm-hmm. And if you don't feel comfortable after that conversation, that's where you got to be an advocate for yourself
yeah.
and go out to the marketplace and see what's available.
That's right.
You know, so.
No. That's really good advice. I mean, and I love that there's some tangible aspects of like being prepared and knowing what to say, how to kind of navigate that, I think is really, really good.
Right. One thing that I'm a little bit more curious about, you mentioned like being overinsured. What does that actually mean for someone to overinsure themselves?
Well, I'll tell you this. When it comes to perhaps, you know, you look at your homeowner's policy, typically it's all based off all those other coverages other than coverage A, which is your dwelling amount, are all percentages of what your home, your contents, that kind of thing. Right. So maybe have some things on there. You know, for example, I can tell you what I recently did. Cause I gotta be honest. I hate paying for this stuff myself. Right.
I love that.
Coming from the guy that actually works.
It's true. We kind of all have to.
Like, I should just get free insurance. Just, okay.
Nobody loves it, it's but no fun. It's part of it.
And I have 31 years coming at the agency this coming May. And so I was looking at my policy. Thank you. Because my homeowner's policy has changed like everybody else's. I thought, you know what? I got my golf clubs insured. Do I really need to insure those?
Sure. Oh, my goodness. You know,
I had them there. They were, you know, they're nice clubs, but they're 3 years old. Maybe, you know, do I really need to pay that extra? I think it's $108 a year.
Sure. Like
88. I got to go back and look for a set of clubs that,
Yeah, because it does add up.
So there's little things like that because, you know, when you're looking at business insurance, it's a little bit different, right? But this is, I hate to say it's cookie cutter, but home and auto is more cookie cutter than a business, right?
Sure.
Because when you think of a business, one electrician is completely different than another electrician, right?
That's a great point.
You know, one office, you know, one convenience store is different than another based on content, spoilage, coverage, how many employees, payroll, all that kind of stuff, building values. So, so it's
a little different. I always like to talk about seasons of life. So to you, those golf clubs, is that what those were probably precious at one point felt the need to have those insured. And the same thing goes for the rest of us who are not in the golfing industry.
Right. But it could be jewelry, right?
Yeah. Yes,
I mean, a lot
jewelry.
Of people, at some point, I mean, if you can, and you hate to say it because accidents happen, that's why you insure that stuff. But at the end of the day, if you look at what a nice ring cost to insure, it may or may not be worth it to you if you have a safe at home or if you don't wear it often or whatever the case may be, right?
Like it might have, what I'm kind of picking up is you might end up saving more money in the long run if you buy a really good fire safe to put certain things in. Doesn't mean it's 100. I mean, again, insurance is all about risk, a tolerance, and what you're willing to kind of take on. But, you know, you might be able to spend $500 once on a really nice fire style safe that you can store golf clubs or, you know, different memorabilia and things in there just to take it to that level. And then you don't have to insure. That's really interesting because, you know, it also goes to show that like, hey, it was a lot cheaper to do this kind of stuff 5 years, 10 years ago.
Sure was.
Like, so why wouldn't you, if it's just like, oh, what, another $25 a year for that? No big deal. But when you start looking at it, adding up and the pennies now are turning into dollars and you start adding all the dollars up now and you're like, whoa, I could probably save $75 somewhere in my insurance or more, you know?
Exactly. Well, here's the other thing too. The good news is there is light at the end of the tunnel. And what
I love hearing that.
Yes, we love
hope. Tell me more. Yeah. We love light.
We're in what's called a hard insurance market right now. Mm-hmm. And from what all indications are out there, and if you talk to the experts in our industry, they're thinking this is going to run through the second quarter of 2025, more than likely.
Okay.
Probably after that, you'll see things start to soften. So you see more discounts come back.
Okay.
I can't imagine insurance companies lowering rates. Well, I shouldn't say that. They just lowered some workers' comp rates. So it does happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's a good class of business right now for people. They want, for carriers, I should say, they want work comp. Yeah. We just had a carrier the other day drop their rates 8%.
Wow.
So at the end of the day, someone will more than likely will do something. It probably won't be to that extreme, but 4 or 5%.
Yeah.
And once one does, right, the others have to because they follow suit so they don't lose market share.
Yeah.
So, but we're unfortunately probably a year, a little over a year out.
So, that's like music to our ears. All the listeners probably appreciate that last segment there as well.
It's so encouraging.
In a world where we live with so many life hacks, we talked just last episode on different, you know, budgeting hacks that you can do to save some money. What are some other things that instead of just, you know, shopping for different insurance and talking to about your policy, what is something else that our listeners could implement?
I can't emphasize enough the deductible. right? Mm-hmm. Because that deductible, if the listeners out there are in a predicament right now where their rates have gone up, where they've become unaffordable, your first line of defense as a consumer is going to be that deductible. Mm-hmm. It adds up. I mean, we had a, recently, I had a friend of mine, actually it's a better friend of my brother's, who, three kids, three drivers, right? Three usefuls.
Oh, wow, yeah.
He and his wife. Rates went up quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Looked at what they were doing. He's always carried a $250 broad form collision mm-hmm. deductible, $100 sure. comprehensive. So if I hit you and it's not your fault, you don't pay the deductible. You only pay that if it's your fault. Mm-hmm. And I said to him, Derek, have you thought about going, I mean, go to $1,000 regular collision. Well, what do you mean? Why would I want to do that? It's going to, mm-hmm. I said, here's why. And we showed him the rates,
yeah.
but what that means, he's taking on a little more risk, right? He has $1,000, but now he's paying that deductible regardless of whose fault it is.
Yeah.
But when I asked him, I said, when's the last time you got in an accident? He goes, I've never been in an accident. I said, well, think about the money you would save.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so
see, and that's exactly like that, goes, you know, back so. To going online and getting your own quote, speaking to yeah. a machine, ultimately, who does yeah. not have yeah. a way to explain this to you the way mm-hmm. Ken just did,
yeah.
versus
right. yeah.
talking to an agent and getting sure. it actually explained how in real life this could affect sure. you, like giving you a scenario.
Exactly.
For example.
Right.
Right.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Yeah. So that decreased his rate increase. I think it only went up like $75. Maybe it's a little less than that. $65 a month.
Sure.
Where it was going up close to $400.
Holy.
Because a month. Well, here's the problem. He has a wife with an at fault accident, right?
Sure.
And okay. he has a daughter with an at fault accident.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that, yeah. So your first at fault, you're looking at 3 points each, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
So mm-hmm. that adds up in the second you do that, and that's going to stay there for 3 years, you know. So,
yeah. Yes. That is, that's really tough. Yeah. That's tough. Yeah. But really, again, Ken, so encouraged by knowing that there's hopefully some light at the end of the tunnel. But
yes.
But I think also the last thing I want to just kind of wrap up our time with saying is to, for our listeners to remember, you know, much like when we were talking about the mortgage market 2.5 years ago, mm-hmm. and we're just like, whoa, look how low these rates are. And then it kind of swings back and now it's like, oh my gosh, they're so high again. We're in this season of balance again. You know, we can't forget, and I don't think I don't think anyone can, but we're really only 4 years out from a major pandemic that really shut down our entire, like, not just country, but globe.
Mm-hmm.
And there are ripple effects that do happen. And I think we are feeling that aspect of that shifting of tide a little bit. And you know, it sucks. it's not fun.
Yeah.
It's not something, you know, that we like. It's not always good, but it also is reality. And I think we, as listeners out there and everyone, we're just trying to navigate it all together mm-hmm. and understanding. But I think it's important to know that, hey, there is hope.
Yep.
Right. And there's that chance and how that is all starting to rebalance itself. We're starting to see that already with the mortgage industry. You know, some
yes.
of our mortgage experts have been talking about how, you know, we're starting to kind of level off again.
You can see that. Yeah.
And I think the yeah. same for insurance. You know, there's these little ebb and flows, but it's the ripple effect.
Right. It made my heart happy just hearing you say that.
Well, yes. I can tell you it's very cyclical. Right. So,
yeah.
so these hard markets, we had one, we had one in 2008. Right,
mm-hmm.
that was probably the last mm-hmm. one a lot of
yes.
people felt. And
I
then, of course,
that.
Right after that, not far, was the housing crunch, right, in
That's
2009.
Right.
So it was a lot yeah. to put on people
yeah.
when you had both back then.
Mm-hmm.
So this will go away. It's just a matter of when, right?
When? But, That's right.
Mm-hmm. So if yeah. you can do some of the things we talked about, I think that, you know, that's really going to
For sure.
show some money back in the wallet. So
Ken, I would love for our listeners to be able to know how to kind of get in touch with your team and yourself, or even to just get some more information if they're like, you know, maybe it's time for me to finally mm-hmm. take that step away from where I've always been, or the big box stores and doing what I want. Where's a good way to push our listeners to learn more about LMIA?
Well, I tell you what, you can go to our website, or we can you can feel free to email me personally, and I'll make sure you get to the right person. And that might be myself. That might be one of my staff.
Yeah.
My email is ken.jansen, JANSEN, @lmcu.org.
That's awesome.
Look at that. His personal email.
Man.
I mean, come on. What kind of service is that?
Yeah, we have to separate ourselves from the competition.
That's
somehow,
right.
So,
I
yeah,
love that.
Right.
I love that personal touch.
Yeah.
The rule of thumb has always been, at least that's how I was brought up, that you shop for insurance every 6 months. Is that still the rule of thumb, or is that a myth at this point?
Well, it's probably in this market, it's a myth.
Okay.
And in some cases, keep in mind, depending on your carrier you're with, you may have an annual auto policy. For years, it used to be 6 months, but there's a lot of companies out there. Auto owners, for example, is one. It's all annual.
Kidding. Yeah. And see, you're right. It's typically 6 months that I've always known. Mm-hmm. I've always known.
Right. Same.
And then keep in mind another thing we didn't bring up before we leave. Mm-hmm. Bundle that insurance. Home and auto together. You're getting discounts. Yeah. The carriers want that. You start splitting things up, you run into cost issues.
Mm-hmm. Extra costs.
Exactly.
Great advice. I love that.
That is. Well, Ken, again, thank you so much for all your knowledge and thoughts and ideas. And
I've learned a lot, and I got hope. Same. Sense of hope.
That's
I
right.
love it.
Not only did we learn a lot, we had some fun doing it, right?
That's exactly right.
Yes. You got to have a little fun with it. Thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely. So, well, for listeners, again, remember, be sure to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. We're, again, on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, so many great places. As well as check us out on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some really great content that our teams get to work on, and you get to see a little bit of a snapshot into what LMCU does year round with our community relations teams and our many amazing products. So check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. Almost forgot about
all
LinkedIn.
Of the above.
All the above.
And check out Lake Michigan Insurance Agency.
That's right.
Online too.
That's right.
Thank you, guys.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, until next time. See ya.
Bye.
Good night.
Thanks for listening. The information provided in this podcast by Lake Michigan Credit Union is general education or marketing in nature and is not intended to be accounting, legal, tax, investment, financial, or other advice. Statements of individuals are their own, not LMCU's. All topics discussed are information of a general nature and do not address the circumstances of any particular individual or entity. Consult an appropriate professional concerning your specific situation. As of the date of publishing and any future date this podcast is broadcast, all rates, fees, payments, or other specific figures discussed are subject to change and are dependent upon your specific financial situation. All loan products discussed are subject to credit and collateral approval. You alone assume the sole responsibility of evaluating the merits and risks associated with the use of any information or other content in the podcast before making any decisions based on such information or other content. In exchange for listening to the podcast, you agree not to hold LMCU, its affiliates, or any third-party service providers liable for any possible claim for damages arising from any decision you make based on information or other content made available to you through the podcast. For more information on any of the content discussed in this podcast, please visit LMCU.org. Copyright Lake Michigan Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. LMCU, NMLS ID number 442967.